That means you sing when you serenade?
No.
Does it mean you sing?
Well, some of them would, and some of them would dance.
With the eat? With the eat?
If we was offered anything, we would.
Yeah, sometimes they would.
Now, some people say that they go and serenade people after they get married. Do you do that here?
Some of them does, but usually they don't stay at home long enough for that.
Well, back in the old days,
back
when people didn't go
days, off. They went home. Now, my first wife had a pal that they went to school together with. Her intended husband,
mm-hmm.
they pooled their money and built a house. They furnished the house. They was going to have the first meal at the house.
Mm-hmm.
They married in the evening and went there and cooked the supper and started washing the dishes.
Mm-hmm.
And he got the dish rag, you know,
mm-hmm.
got the popping her.
Mm-hmm.
And they separated and did spend the first night together.
You don't mean it.
Let me go get back to this thing after the wedding. Did people go to the couple's house and make a lot of noise and everything?
Oh, they used to.
And what would they call that? Would you call it a serenade, or would you call it something else?
I just don't know what you'd call it.
Some people call it a chivalry.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever hear that?
I guess that's right. I've heard it called that.
What's that word?
Chivalry?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You just like to hear me twist my tongue.
No, I've just got to hear it, because it doesn't count if I say it. You have to say it, so I can't write it down unless it's from your voice, you see. That's why I've got to ask you to repeat these things.
We're talking about weddings.
Mm-hmm.
I went to one wedding that I never shall forget. You remember Rosalie Shoemaker?
Mm-hmm.
She married Arthur Shoemaker. Arthur was wounded in World War I.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a house with a hole in between.
Mm-hmm.
Down on Bear Creek. Rosalie's daddy had a mill down there in the cotton gin.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they've taken their bed down in the north room across the hall. And before the fireplace, they made an altar.
Mm-hmm.
And when they got ready to marry Arthur and Rosalie, people just went in and stood around the wall.
Uh-huh.
And he married them and pronounced them man and wife. Then he goes up, the preacher does, and congratulates them. One or two standing around the wall come up and congratulated Arthur and Rosalie, and he was like he was in church. He got happy. He turned loose and left Rosalie standing up there and went all over the house and shook hands with everybody.
The groom did?
Yeah, Rosalie's husband,
Arthur.
I never
heard that before.
I was there.
I
was there.
What do you call the man that stands up with the groom at a wedding?
Best man.
And the girl that stands up with the bride?
Bridesmaid.
Okay. Do you know any older terms for that?
Well, it didn't many of them stand up. Usually it's a daddy with a stick or a shotgun.
Well, maybe sometimes, probably not all the time.
I laughed and told about Man Doris, my wife now, that the preacher asked us who gives this bride away, and I stepped back and pointed the with a shotgun, double-barreled shotgun. I said, what do you think he's doing to that shotgun in my back?
If you don't mind leaving the wedding for a minute there. What do you call a piece of furniture with drawers in it that you'd put clothes in a bedroom?
Well, a chest of drawers or a dresser.
What's the difference?
Well, a chest of drawers is just like that. Hardly ever has a mirror over it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a bunch of two or three drawers.
Yeah.
And a dresser, has drawers and a mirror on it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of time there's an opening there, and some of them was called vanity dressers.
Yeah.
And did you know, this is a little meanness in me,